The Trump administration's decision to ban American companies from doing business with Chinese telecom giant Huawei would seem to have little direct relation to rural Americans. But then we started hearing from rural cell phone providers this week saying they rely almost entirely on Huawei to deliver cell phone service to farmers and others in sparsely populated areas. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin.
So we already knew that Huawei is the second largest cell phone maker in the world and that the Trump administration feels it's an extension of the Chinese government.
Yep.
Equipment could be used for spying. It's also a pawn in the trade talks, so we have the ban. Tell us more about this technology that we're talking about for rural America.
So this is has put a light on something that we haven't talked about a lot, and that is that rural carriers don't make as much money as urban carriers, right? There's more infrastructure for fewer people. So in rural areas of America, there's often not as good internet service as there are in urban areas, and those companies tend to go for the least expensive equipment, and that's what Huawei does. Huawei manufactures the equipment that you need to provide wireless and internet service. And in many of these cases, these underfunded smaller rural companies use Huawei equipment. Mm. And the ban on that would mean literally that they are going to be without internet. There are going to be a lot of places without internet. And that is the fact that a lot of rural Americans are facing right now.
Or internet expansion. We're reading about a farmer with a broken part. He's out in the field and he's being told by a repair shop that's 65 miles away, send us a picture. He can't. There's no reception. And the small American company that was going to expand the reception there with equipment from Huawei now isn't.
Correct. And so this is going to be, depending on who you ask, up to a $1 billion problem, right? Because these companies now have to buy equipment. There are not a lot of American makers, believe it or not, of this equipment. There are European providers, but we're talking about up to $1 billion. And there are a lot of people wondering today, when's this going to come? What's going to happen? Remember, it's not just regular folks using their stuff. Farmers depend on the internet for their business. Lots of businesses have gone out to these places because there was internet service, and now they may lose that.
Well, a bipartisan group of senators has proposed a bill that would offer $700 million to these rural providers to offset the cost of ripping out their Huawei technology, installing some alternative. Is that a solution? And is there an alternative? You say not many American companies.
So the concept is good. This bipartisan group of senators, many from rural states with large rural populations, they get the problem. But every expert we've spoken to says $700 million is not enough. Now, it's not that far off from the estimates. The estimates from the Rural Wireless Association is between $800 million and $1 billion. So they're saying, wait, don't do this unless you're putting the right amount of money in, because you'll think you've solved the problem and lots of Americans are suddenly going to be without wireless access or internet access because you didn't fund it high enough. So that's where the discussion is right now. Bill's good, but can you up the money?
Right. Meanwhile, in 2017, we should know, China did pass a law which would compel corporations to assist in offensive intelligence gathering operations. So there is reason for some concern about putting them, you know, inside internet
there
operations
is
in the
Red
West. Yeah. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. We'd love to hear from farmers who have thoughts on this, people in rural areas who have thoughts on it at hearandnow.org. Meanwhile, Ali, thanks so much.
Very good. Thank you.